5:41. It's downtown.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was.
Nice. Friday show, Rich Kimball, Ryan Wanning, Brian Stackpole, and on the G&M Family Market telephone line, it's the pride of Comcast Sportsnet New England, Gary Tanguay, joining us. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Richie. How are you? How's it going?
On top of the world, my friend. I have to pass along a message as soon, within seconds of posting on Facebook that you were on today. Our mutual friend, Cooper Friend, reached out and said, make sure to say hi to Gary for me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Memories, yeah. Many of which we cannot talk about on the air.
No. I was just going to say, there's a lot not to be talked about, Rich.
Oh, the story of Gary and Reba McEntire, it's one for the ages, but again, it's a family
program. That was a great time. I mean, with Cooper on the roundup down there and Meredith, we had a blast.
Remember the Bellamy Brothers? You remember the Bellamy Brothers concert we emceed?
You know, flippin' Cooper, no one told him he was in Ellsworth.
I know, it was unbelievable.
I mean, he thought he was in Nashville. He had the Bellamy Brothers. Yeah, I mean, even Billy Crash Craddock.
Yeah, Ricky Nelson.
Well, Reba on her way up.
Yeah, some great stuff.
Oh, and Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley.
And
Joe Tandy?
Joe Stampley.
Yeah, that was it. They had both of those guys.
Mo and Joe.
He wasn't messing around.
Absolutely. Those were great times.
Chubby Checker?
That's right. I forgot about that. Ricky Nelson?
You remember the best story. I'm sorry to hijack your show, but the best story was when Cooper threw that guy out. He threw somebody out, and he came back with a chainsaw. Chainsawed. He cut up the front door.
Yes.
So the next day, Cooper had a sign up that said, no chainsaws allowed.
That's awesome. The memories. My goodness. Well, listen, let's talk. Where do we begin? Let's talk Patriots as we move on. The season ends prematurely in the eyes of a lot of people. And now we start looking ahead to next year. So I ask you, who won't be back from this bunch?
Well, I mean, I don't know about LaFell. I mean, LaFell, obviously, there's going to be competition at that position. Bill likes competition. I don't know if he will be cut immediately, but I think that is an open position. Keyshawn Martin could win that job in camp, and he could be gone. They love Marcus Cannon. I wish it drive him to the airport. For some reason, they want him around. You know, obviously, Mayo's not going to be there. Chandler Jones eventually will, you know, when his deal's up, he'll go elsewhere. The feeling is that they'll sign, and I believe he has one more year, they'll sign Collins and they'll sign Hightower to extensions and then let Chandler go to free agency, not only because he's the least valuable of the three. He absolutely did not show up in the Denver game, and all of this stuff with the synthetic marijuana, which that story's a crock. I mean, no one believes that. I mean, come on. You know, do you want to resign a guy who shows up at the police station, you know, out of his mind? So, yeah, he'll be gone. He'll be gone eventually.
So, Gary, as we look back the last few weeks and the playoffs as well, should this team be in the Super Bowl, and are they not there because of some bad decisions?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Rich. I mean, look, Belichick, for everything he's done for this team and this organization, I mean, he cost them the Super Bowl, in my opinion. First of all, the game should have been in Foxborough. It should have been at Gillette. They should have won one of those games. I mean, all they had to do was beat Miami. They should have defeated Philadelphia. Some of the decisions, and, you know, they just played scared. I mean, just to sum it all up, to me, Bill went against everything that he has done in the past. He didn't try to score with 2 minutes or less to go in the first half. He pulled all these cockamamie schemes. You know, he was playing scared. The punt against Philadelphia, the first half strategy against Miami. I mean, what is he doing? Just do what you do. And that's always what the Patriots have done in the past, is regardless of who's in the game, they just listen, next man up, you do what you do. And if they had done that, they'd be in the Super Bowl because they would have played at home and Gronkowski wouldn't be sucking wind. They wouldn't have problems with the silent count. And even at the beginning of the Denver game, when they said, we'll take the ball, I was like, well, no, you never take the ball. And I understand it. They want to get on the score first. They want to squash Peyton immediately. But you never take the ball. Why change what has brought you 4 Super Bowl titles? So, yeah, as great as Bill is, and he is the best, it's all on him, I think.
Gary Tanguay, Comcast SportsNet New England with us. We're talking about Ryan Wehning is here with us, our new co-host starting next week. And Ryan is a huge Celtics guy and picked up on your comments last night on Comcast that the worst thing the Celtics could consider doing is dealing that Brooklyn draft pick.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just everybody says, well, you don't know what's going to happen with that pick. Well, you don't. You don't know if it's going to be, you know, you hope that Brooklyn stays in the lottery. You figure it's a top three. You hope it's number one. You hope that whoever you pick, you know, the kid from LSU, you hope that that works out and that he's the guy. I mean, there's a lot of variables there. There's a lot of what-ifs. But there is no one other than Kevin Durant that you can trade for that is going to bring you a championship. And, you know, LeBron's not going anywhere. And to me, Durant's the other guy. I don't think Steph Marbury is. I think Steph Marbury still needs other guys around him, and he's not leaving Golden State. I mean, these are franchise guys. So you're not going to get that guy. You just aren't going to get him. So don't trade him for Cousins or, you know, out of Sacramento, who has all the talent in the world, but he's just a bonehead. No, you're going to have to ride that pick out and just hope.
Gary, this is Ryan Wehning here. If we're driving Marcus Cannon to the airport, there's got to be more room in that van. Do you think there's room for either Sully or Kelly Olynyk in it?
You know, yes, absolutely. I mean, why not? I mean, the thing about Olynyk's played a little bit better, but I'm just not that high on him. I mean, me, you know, since he's been here, it's been, you know, 25-point game, no-show, 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 18-point game, no-show, 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 and you know, I know they like him now, and Sullinger to me is just, he doesn't have a great attitude, and he's never going to be in the condition that he needs to be in to be an impactful player. So if there's room and we can pick somebody up on the way back, yes, Ryan, put him in there.
Gary, before we let you go, first base opening day Red Sox, will it be the new lean, mean Hanley Ramirez?
He lost a pound. That's like our old diets, Rich.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be there opening day. You know, why should we expect this to work any different? They're gonna try to unload him as soon as they can, and that's not easy to do. They will unload him as soon as they can, and that's gonna take a while. But I have to warn Ryan. Ryan, I mean Kimball, huge ego, dude. Stand your ground. Huge ego.
Well, one day I'm gonna get a sweet pillow to sit on like he's got. So I know my role right now.
Don't take it. Yeah, it's a sweet pillow. You mean that's his throne, yes, King Rich.
Now, let me ask you about this. We had Kyle Draper on Wednesday. Kyle's on every Wednesday with us. We had Giardi yesterday, and I identified Mike as the second best-dressed guy at Comcast behind Kyle. And Giardi was all over that and said, you know, Kyle's Mr. Conservative, and then you got pulled into it as well. We did decide, clearly, best hair at Comcast is yours.
Well, yeah, I had to get rid of the hair. That was just like a midlife crisis. You know, midlife crisis, you turn 50, you have an affair, you buy a Porsche. Well, no one would have an affair with me. I can't afford a Porsche, so I grew my hair long. But it had to be cut. One day I got up, I looked at it, and I said, it's got to go. And the reason Giardi is so ticked at that, because Giardi gets his stuff tailored. So Drapes is off the rack. And he's losing to Giardi, who's getting it custom? Oh, that doesn't sit well with Mike.
You didn't turn 50, did you? That's not possible.
Yeah, listen, Jerk, you're old too.
Well,
yeah.
No, I'm old. I'm a lot older than you, as we know. That just reminds me that if you're 50, that's a reminder of how freaking old I am. God.
Yep, young at heart.
You wear it well.
Brain, though, let me tell you.
You wear it well, my friend. There's no question about it.
Irish.
we'll see you again. Gary, we'll see you at the roundup next time Cooper does a show.
Oh, boy. Give my best to Cooper. I'd love to see that guy someday. If he's ever in Boston, tell him to look me up.
I will
Brian,
do that.
Good luck.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, have a great weekend, Gary.
Great.
Thanks. Gary Tanguay, Comcast Sportsnet New England on Downtown Boston Insiders, brought to you by our friends at Gagan's. The Tasting Room open right now till 9 o'clock tonight at 34 Abbott Street in Brewer.